The Mishnah says in Yuma on Daf Samaches that Amalo Kohen Gadol Higiyah Sila Midba, and then he would come Balo Kohen Likvos. And the Gemara says that the reason is this good like a country Behuda, because he holds that Mishigiyah Sila Midba is Nasis Mitzvaso. So according to this, he reads only Mishigiyah Sila from his Giyah Sila's mother, and he doesn't have to wait till the Sim Mistaleach is thrown over the cliff from the Shastchia. But the Mishnah in Samach Zayin says, Mahaya Osa, Haya Chelik Lashon Shil Zahuas, Chetzo Kosher Besela, Vechetzo Ben Karnov. And when that ribbon would turn white, and we saw the Kabbalah, that depended on the time of Tchir Letzuk. So L'chayre, this, so the steer between these two halachas, so Tosis says indeed, Tosis Shanim says, that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that they would tie the Lashon Shel Zahuas Chetzu Basel Vechetzu Ben Karnov, because it would taka be malbim, it would turn white, Mishikias Lamidva. However, the Rambam is not that way, because the Rambam says in Perek Gimel from Hilchos Avodah Yom Kippurim, V'dalchinos haya osim umanifim besudrin kidei sheyedu shegiya sila midba. V'kemet shegiya sila midba yotzer koin godol lazar la'ezrus noshim likos batara. So you see the coin to the Rambam, the Gemara Shiluach was depended on higiya sila midba and not chilitzuk, because and that's when the coin godol would read. However, in Halacha Zayin, he says, Chetzu Kosher Basel, Chetzu Kosher Ben Karnov, and the Halbonos, the Loshon Shel Zahuas, depended on Tchil Litzuk, and not Hegila Sila Midba. So you see that the Gma Mitzvasa of the Simis Aleich was Mishigil Letzuk. And in Perakei Halacha Chavbeis, the Ram says, Doch vo v'nofel, hasir v'lo meis, yored achrov, v'yamtino and so on, v'eve sor ze muton bahanor. So you see that the mate bahanor and the nasis mitzvasa was not Mishigia sila midba, but when it was thrown off the cliff, and after it dies. And also the Ram says in Perakei of Paraduma Halacha Vav, so you see that the begodim is metame till shas till they throw the tzuk. So you see that that's the gemar mitzmotzva is higil tzuk, not just higil midba. So these are stevis in the Rambams. So, in this halach itself, that the Kriyas HaParsha by the Kohen Gadol was only after is only after Higiyah la Midbar, and only can take place at the end of the Shiluach HaSoyer. What does the Kriyas HaParsha have to do with the Mitzvah Shiluach? Because even though he shouldn't begin another Avoda till the mitzvah of the sor is complete. However, the Kriyas HaParsha is not an avodah at all. It wasn't done. It wasn't done in the Azara. It wasn't done with Bigdei Kahuna. And it might not even be a Din D'Oraisa Kriyas HaParsha. So the Rav explained that the Maisis Shiluach itself is part of the seder of the Vodas Hayom, and therefore its kiyum is only through the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, as the pasuk says, "V'sholach b'yad ish iti hamidbara," that the kiyum is in that the Kohen Gadol is most of the seer to his shliach, who will be the one the ish iti, he's to send it la azazel. Or to be mekayem the mitzvah, and the Kohen Gadol himself is Meshaleach is Hashir Lamidba, as the Pasuk says, Vesholach. And you see this also in the Lashon of the Rampek Beis, from Mevodis Yom Kippur Halacha Beis. He says, Umosu Hasor Lemeshaleach, also La'azazo. And also Perek Dalet, he says, Va'achakach Meshaleach is Hasor Lamidba. So, and this is also the Lashon of the Mishnah on Samach Vav, Mosro Lemisha Hayamolicho. So the Kohen Gadol gives it to the Ish Itu, who is the shliach of the Kohen Gadol, to take the seer outside Yerushalayim, and ultimately to the tzuk. So you see that the Maisa Mesira of the Kohen Gadol itself to the Ish Iti is part of the kiyum of the shiluach, and it's done through a din of shlichus. And you see that the Gemara says in Daf Samach Vav, Gemara says Iti vafila betuma, l'may hilchasa amar avseshes loma shim nitma mishalcho nichnas tami lazora u'mishalcho. So that the heter that he can come in even betuma, to take the soya, is, you see, because that's part of the kiyum, that he should take it from the azara. Otherwise, let somebody else take it outside and give it to him outside. Why should there be matanisa kinesa betuma? So you see that the shiluach is part of the avodas hayom by the Kohen Gadol, and therefore the mishaleach, the Ish Iti, has to come into the Azara and receive the soya from the Kohen Gadol. So therefore, we can understand in terms of the Kriyas HaParsha, why does it depend on the Gmar Shiluach? Because the Maishish Shiluach itself is part of the Kim of Avodas Kohen Gadol, and it's part of the Avodas Hayom. And therefore, it has to be while the Kohen Gadol is still B'kuhun Naso, namely, he's wearing his Big Day Kuhuna, the Big Day Lovin, and it's in the Azara. And till the soy comes to the Midbar, so it's the Mitzvah Shiluach is not complete. And therefore, the Kohen Gadol cannot begin and leave the Azara to read the Parsha, which he read in the Ezra Shnoshim, and he didn't read with Big Day Kahuna. But till it's Mekayim the Mitzvosa, which is Shliuch LaMidbar, the Mitzvosa of the Shlichus, so the Kohen Gadol can't leave, and that's why he has to wait to hear that he Gila Midbar. But then there's another halacha in the Heftze of the Soyer, that Mitzvosa in Heftze is only Mishigil Letzuk, and he's thrown off the cliff. And only then we say Nasis Mitzvosa, and it becomes Mutta Bahano. And at that point is the Kapos Avonos and the Lushan Selzahuris is Malbim. And therefore, there are two different halachas. One is halacha the Rambam learns that when is the shlichus of the coin of the that the shlichus of the Kohen Gadol that he gives to the Ish Iti, that's fulfilled once he gila midbar, and that's the first nasis mitzvasa, as the Gemara says. But then there's another halacha in Heftze of Soyer, in the kapara, that as the Torah says that the seer brings v'nosa, it takes all the avonus of Klai Yisrael. That's then in the Heftze of the Soyer. And that's only Mishigil Letzuk, and only then it's Malbin, and only at that point do we say Nasis Mitzvah, so that'll become Mutta B'Hanot.